If you would like to stay up to date on what is happening on A1B, please click the like button above chat to follow us on Facebook. Thank you for joining us. The comments made and opinions given by show hosts and guests are not necessarily those of the All One Broadcast or its sponsors.
Hey, everybody, and welcome. Sorry we're running just a little bit late here. Having some trouble getting everybody all hooked up on the phone. So just bear with us for a couple seconds as we add some people in, and we will do our best to get everything up and going. In the meantime, I do have Bill here with me, Bill Bean. Mr. Bean, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me back on, Craig, and I'm really excited about this upcoming show.
I am too. And we're going to hear some dial stuff here as I dial people in. All right, guys, we're back here, and we're slowly getting everybody together. I do have a couple of the gentlemen with me this evening. Hey, Bill, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so sorry that we're having these difficulties, Craig, and I commend you for dealing with the situation like this.
That's what we went on to do a test show for in the first place, so... Why don't you introduce your co-host here, and then maybe we can talk a little bit about what the show is all about.
Absolutely. Well, my co-host is none other than the incomparable Travis Short, and the other co-hosts are Chris Livingston, the professor, and Mr. Jeff Leeper. These are a great group of guys. Very, very excited to have him join me in this endeavor. And the show's going to be about a variety of topics. And we're really excited.
Mr. Livingston, please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thanks, and have a great day.
Okay, well, we see the connectivity issues continue. Yeah, we're very excited about it, very much looking forward to it, and I'll let Travis say a little bit about it as well. Go ahead, Travis.
Well, thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. Incomparable, I love that. I guess that just really kind of depends on what you are comparing me to. So,
often imitated, never duplicated.
No one would want there to be more than one of me, trust me. Although there are days when there need to be more than one of me. It's good to actually be back, kind of co-hosting a program. I had one a couple of years ago on another radio network that was entirely paranormal themed. And of course, a lot of people know that my background does revolve in the paranormal. If you Google my name, it's kind of hard to not separate me from the Mothman, since my firm did the first feature-length documentary on the original Mothman sightings in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, between '66 and '67. Also, of course, I run Aspire Communications. We handle publicity, public relations, branding, marketing, and that sort of thing, which is actually how Bill and I got to know one another about 3 years ago. Bill had just released Dark Force. He came to my firm wanting some help promoting it, getting some speaking engagements, and we developed a very strong, at least from my perspective, Bill may disagree. I think we developed a very strong professional relationship and an even stronger personal relationship, I consider Bill. Not just a client, but a dear friend, and have learned not only our professional conferences, but our personal conversations that we've had from time to time on everything from his paranormal experiences and mine to religion and scriptures and comparing religions. And I think that the fun thing about this program is bringing a variety of voices in that can address each of these topics and many more. And they're bringing our guests on, and we can pick their brains and have them either agree or disagree with debate. So I'm looking forward to it.
As am I. I mean, I think it's, you know, what we're going to have is a good mix of educated men that, you know, we're going to bring these topics to light. And I think it's going to be very, very interesting for the listeners to have, like, a little different perspective. And we're kind of stepping out of the box a little bit because we want to cover many topics, not just one topic. We want to cover a variety of topics from, you know, things that we'll take from around the world, really. I mean, just topics of interest. And so I think it will be, and not only just covering the topics, but it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of fun as well in the back and forth between all of us. And we'll make sure everything stays really good and fun and light as well.
And I'm looking forward to learning something from each of these gentlemen. I've gotten to meet them over the phone and have some conversations with them, and I'm looking forward to their insight and their perspectives and walking away with more knowledge than what I walked into the show with.
Absolutely, you know, and that's really what the mindset is for all of us, and it's learning from each other, and, you know, not only learning, but being able to teach a little something as well, and we want the listeners to be interactive with us, and we will be taking calls and things of that nature, and you know, probably for the first 20 to 30 minutes it will be the back and forth between the host, and the last 30 minutes we'll bring our guest on and we'll have our standard interview with our guest, but you know, the first 30 minutes are going to be very entertaining as well.
So we got everybody here, Bill. Maybe we can go around the table and everybody can just throw out a brief little synopsis of who they are and, you know, what they're going to be adding to the group.
Yeah, let's do the round table. Okay, so, you know, you've met Travis, and now we have Chris Livingston. And Chris, if you would, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Chris Livingston. I'm actually a motivational speaker and small business consultant and personal consultant. I started my first business when I was 19, and I've done a few radio shows myself. I used to do Two Guys on Business, and I did Maximum Thinking Radio, both for about a year. Bill, I've known you for, I don't even know how long. It's been a long time.
Been a while.
And yeah, it has been a while. And a point that everybody keeps hitting on is that there's just so much to learn from all of these different dynamics of people here. Bill, I know every time that we ever get together, I always learn something new. And, you know, it's just from one extreme to the next of the things that we talk about. And, you know, I'm just excited to be a part of this and be invited to be a part of it.
Very much so. You know, Craig, this all came about, really. I've been offered many shows in the past, and I never felt like it was the right time. I'm a very busy man. I don't have a lot of free time. But I thought that this really stemmed from something that happened, I don't know, about a month ago or whatever. Chris had came up from Virginia. He drove for over 2 hours to come and see me. I was holding a worship service, and he came up to see me, and I'm sure glad that he did. And the professor also attended the worship service that evening. And we were trying to find a place to eat afterwards. And we had no luck at all. I mean, every restaurant was just packed. So it was almost as if God was guiding us to a quiet place. And that's exactly what happened. We ended up at this Dunkin' Donuts where no one was in there. And we sat there and we had a great conversation for hours. And as we sat there, you know, it just the wheels started turning in my head. And I thought, wow, this could be a show here. This could be, and the title, God Gives Me Messages, he really does, and that title, The Round Table, just came into my mind, and I said to both of those guys that night, I said, you know what, I'd love to do something like this, and bang, it just clicked from there, and then I contacted Travis about it, and Travis was very excited and enthused about it as well, and I spoke with Jeff Leeper about it a couple weeks ago, and he too was very excited about it, so I think this is just going to be great, so I am honored and blessed to have these guys aboard. And if you want to continue down the line, I guess we'll go to the professor next.
Hi, Bill. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Professor. If you will, tell everybody about yourself in 20,000 words or less.
I don't know if I can do that in 1,000 words or less. You know how I am. Once you get me turned up, turn me off. My goodness. Well, it's kind of interesting, and what is interesting most of all is what all brought us together. The Lord, of course, Most High, is the main thing that brought us together. And then we all seem to have some similar backgrounds. As it were, I actually do have a broadcasting background going back as far as 1972. I'm kind of telling my age here a little bit, I guess, but nonetheless, I've been around the wall in that respect, although I've had paranormal experiences, my goodness, as far back as, the 1958. I'm really getting old here now. And as time goes on, we can talk about them. Putting all this together, everything kind of fit. My big job, I will call it, in broadcast, although I worked in many fields, was mainly in audio. I kind of stuck with that. A broadcast engineer working with audio, and this really helped me when I got into paranormal research and working with the different aspects of it. I'm not going to get into it right now because it's not really our show here, but I'm going to say between that and going further in teaching a couple years of college at the Community College of Baltimore in Baltimore at the Harvard campus. I guess that's where I started getting my name, the professor, and of course, Bill, you just coined it right on in there. you can see that ability to teach. So, I have an engineering degree. I'm a master's in science. I love to learn. I really do. And the concept that we all come up with and you had about the table fits just like you said. I mean, my thoughts were identical. I think we all kind of had the same kind of thoughts together in that respect. They just all seemed to fit. It was like God put us together at Dunkin' Donuts.
Absolutely.
Just to do this type of show. And it felt like it was a glove wearing the proper hand. It just seemed perfect. And, I'm really going to be proud to work with everyone and give out what expertise I have and interject whenever possible anything that is useful. So without going over my 1,000 words or less, I'm going to turn it back to you, Bill.
You know, one of the things...
Oh, thank you.
One of the things, thanks, guys, that I want to throw in and... The reason that I think this is an awesome thing, first of all, I have a great deal of respect for Bill, and don't really personally know Bill, but I've gotten to know Bill a little bit over the course of the last year or so having him on my show, and he has a good message to share, but, you know, there seems to be so much, I don't want to use the competition word because I don't really feel like it's that, but we get to a point where I think our egos get in the way of things sometimes. And you know, I'm just looking at the map here, and we're on iTunes, you know, and we have people over in the UK and people in South Korea and Japan listening. And you know, it's just kind of proves the point that I think that we can all come together. We're never going to totally agree. So how are you guys going to approach that in regards to some of the topics that you pick and discuss? Because let's be realistic. Some of the stuff, and you know, not to step on anybody's toes, but even in the spiritual aspect of things, and then you throw in the paranormal. I mean, there's so many differences, and everybody has different opinions and thoughts. Is there a right or a wrong answer?
Well, I just say it all comes down to respect. You know, we can present our views, and we can agree to disagree, and that's fine. We'll still respect each other. We'll still like each other, and we'll still have goodwill towards each other. And so that, you know, that goes for every aspect of my life. You know, I have strong views and opinions on some things, But that doesn't mean that I try to push them on anybody, and I certainly respect people in whatever way they believe. And so it's all about having respect and tolerance and understanding and having kindness as well. So, you know, we all have those qualities. You know, the round table panel that we have assembled, all quality individuals. And, you know, we'll come up with the topics. But again, we present our interpretation of it, our views of it. And certainly everyone has the right to agree to disagree. And that's fine with us.
And one thing on that topic there, Bill, on what you're talking about, is that, I mean, we're here to, you know, talk, discuss things openly, and talking about giving a good message. If the group of us can sit here and talk about a topic and disagree on that topic, but yet can all walk away and hold no judgment against each other and still be friends at the end of it, I mean, what better message can you give the world on that? Every these guys all sit there and have this conversation, and you know they didn't all agree on it, but they were all willing to listen to each other's perspective and respect that perspective, and walk away and be able to go sit at Dunkin' Donuts again and have donuts.
That's exactly right, and I think that's a great concept. Do we have Mr. Leeper with us as well, Craig?
No, but we can get him on the horn here.
Yeah, let's get him in if we can.
Okay.
I'd love for him to say a couple words as well. Quality individual, and it's great to have him to be a part of this as well, and he certainly has a lot to offer.
Now, Bill, if I might interject something here.
Sure.
And kind of agree with everyone on the aspect of the fact that we all do respect one another. We're not just friends, but we're colleagues. And I've been a scientist for a time, and I've disagreed with some of my colleagues in the fields that I've dealt in. However, this doesn't mean we can't sit down and have a coffee afterwards. If you disagree with someone's theory, it's just the theory. It's not the person. And the fact that we are professionals, the fact that we are intelligent human beings, we're able to separate those two and not feel ill for one another just because of a personal view in and on any subject we might be discussing.
Exactly. You know, it's all about respect, and, you know, I think the role of all these guys, you know, I consider them brothers, you know, and that's we will always keep that bond whether we agree on the topic or not. But I think it'll be very interesting for the listeners just to hear what we have to say on various topics, and then when we bring in the guests, and we plan on bringing in many very interesting guests, that's going to be a great thing as well. And I just I hope that the show has something to offer for everyone.
Sure it will, Bill, because, you know, I'm going to say, you know, God willing, God put us together. We
sure
all
did.
Are from different areas of expertise, and that makes the world go round. The fact that we're all from different areas of expertise, putting us together, enabling us to discuss a situation and a problem, or just a subject, it is very enlightening to everyone, not just to us, but to the listeners.
Exactly. And that's what we want. You know, we want to have the interaction with the listeners. We want the listener feedback. We want the listeners to tell us and give us maybe possible show suggestions or topic suggestions, things that they may want to hear. So we're going to be very open to allowing the listeners to make suggestions to us.
And we do have...
Oh, yes, agreed in that. You know, whether we agree or disagree with them, or they agree or disagree with us, the whole idea is to bring the information out into the open for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and then people can, they can do with it what they want, and they can process it in any way that they want and interpret it in any way that they want to. So, Craig, do we have Mr. Leeper on the line?
We sure do.
Great. Jeff Leeper, tell the audience about yourself in about 50 or 60,000 words or less.
All right. I am a classically trained jazz harp player. I'm Jeff Leeper. I kind of manage TAP Stanley Worldwide. I'm a member of the Atlantic Paranormal Society. I was fortunate enough to meet up with Bill and the professor in Gettysburg. I was in, we're talking about God here often, and that's a good thing because that's the reason I'm here today. And before I talk about my other wonderful accomplishments, and I've been a couple odds and ends in the field in my couple of decades in here, and I wouldn't be here to do any of them, I don't think, if I hadn't run into Bill last year. Bill is a friend that I've known for a long, long time, if only from radio interviews and talking on Facebook. But I met Bill last year in March, and I was in pretty bad shape. And I think Bill would tell me that I didn't even realize how bad I looked until I looked back over the photographs. I was very sick, and I was recovering from a pretty brutal hit-and-run accident somewhere up in the middle outside the road. And I was pretty much at the end of my line, and Bill took me off to the side, and the gentleman kind of follows when he is led and gets the word to take care of business, and he took care of business, and he did a deliverance on me. Since then, I found out I'm diabetic, and that's a good thing. I don't think anyone's ever been happier to be diabetic than me. But since then, I now stand 10 inches taller because now I can stand up straight. The injuries I had from the hit and run are all healed up. I am down 75 pounds, Bill, as of today.
That is 75
pounds. I feel like a million bucks. I feel like I got 30 years back. I just feel great. And I completely attribute that to God and to him working through Bill.
Great.
And I'm very, very fortunate to have met these people. I met Bill again and the professor again this year in Gettysburg. And I felt like a different person. I'm sure I looked like a different person.
He looks great. He looks fantastic. He looks, I'm telling you guys, what he's saying is true. When I first saw him the year before, he looked bad. He looked at the edge of really leaving this earth. I mean, he looked, I knew it. God gave me the message. And, you know, we had just met, you know, in person, we had just met. And God gave me that message that I needed to help him. And sure enough, God worked for me to help him, and his life has changed ever since. And it's just like a total transformation now. He looks different. He's got confidence back. He's lost 75 pounds. He's continuing to lose weight. Just all good things are happening for him now, and we can't praise God enough for this.
Awesome, great things. Look who I'm working with now. I mean, come on. And I have seen this, and I go on and on about you, Bill, but I'll tell you what, I have good reason to. I have seen this man in action. I've seen what he does for people, and he never says no. And I've seen him stop, well, this year in March, I saw him step out from the celebrity thing and step out from the question and answer thing to help someone else. And everything took a backseat to helping someone else. And I don't mind telling you. I mean, I'm kind of a big guy. I'm big, husky, strong as a horse. 216 pounds now. I bench press a bus. But I was misty-eyed, and I had trouble talking when I saw the effect that the time that Bill spent with this young lady had on her. I mean, I noticed her before, and she looked sad and pensive, and when Bill got through doing what he does, she was nothing but smiles. She could hardly talk. She was that happy. So pardon me for going on and on about you, buddy, but
No, I appreciate it, brother. I do. We praise God for it. And this is what God has blessed me. This is what he has called me to do. This is very real. And I just couldn't be happier that people are being affected in such a positive way. And it's so powerful. And like Jeff said there, and like he described, you know, when these things happen, this is not anything that I'm doing. This is God's power. This is his mighty power. This is how God works through me to help people, and you can feel it. I mean, you would have to be there. That's all I could say. And Jeff can tell you from personal experience that this is a very real thing, and it's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely, and it's necessary. And
you know, we see these things. Craig, we've talked about this before, you know, on previous shows, that there are so many people in need, and I'm telling you now, my phone never stops. The messages never stop from people who are in need. It's just absolutely amazing. There are so many people in need.
That's true. And I've seen it. But I've been dealing with you so far. And not to mention the one that I know, not to mention my own. And it's a very real thing. And you notice the difference in the air. You notice the difference in the light. You notice the difference in the people. It's just
absolutely. Jeff was with me on one in a place called Tyrone, Pennsylvania. And boy, that was just heartbreaking. You know, it was a mother and a daughter. I can't go into too much, but the mother and daughter, they were on the edge, and they didn't have any hope left, and they didn't have any faith, and they didn't have anything left. And yet, by the time it was over with, after God had finished there, they had joy, they had love, they had peace, they had hope, and they had faith restored. It was a total transformation for them.
Absolutely.
And I've known Bill Mall for about 2.5 years and know that he has been doing these types of deliverances. But, you know, the one thing that I've noticed in the past, I guess Bill and I have been working together again for about 9 months, but they just, the need among people has just skyrocketed in the past 9 months. The oppression, the trauma that they're experiencing. You know, you are doing sometimes, you know, 3 and 4 a day over the phone. This is not counting the trips that you make within driving distance. And sometimes, you know, having when the family will fly you out for you to minister to them. What do you think? Because I'm curious. We've never actually had this conversation, but I'm glad that Jeff kind of went down that road for this first program. What do you think is happening?
I think what is happening is, you know, unfortunately, we live in a time to where Satan is ratcheting up the intensity of these attacks against people because of what is surrounding us in the world, and that is through TV programs and music, some music, through some movies, and through some things on the internet and various other things. I think that there is no doubt people are being surrounded in darkness now, and it's very easy for people to fall into these traps. And so my message to people has always been and will remain to try and fill yourself with goodness and light and knowledge, because knowledge is power. So again, this is a very important show for the simple reason that we intend on providing people with knowledge. And to learn is to grow. Knowledge is power. This is very true. But just today, I was bombarded with calls, and a couple were very, very disturbing. I can't, you know, report here, but just some of the things that people report to me and share with me, it's just heartbreaking. It's terrible. And, you know, people are living with some very real situations that are just absolutely destroying their lives. And so, you know, again, the intent is to not only to cast this garbage out and off and away from people, but the intent is also to stay with those people and to help them rebuild their lives so they can go forward in life and have peace and be happy and be free from all of that negative garbage.
It, it's sad to see when you see it happening. And even in the field that I'm in, even in the scientific end of investigations, and believe me, I've been at it for a long, long time. And even when I see that, I see kind of the cases that are coming into the tent family. I see a lot more of the negative things. One good thing is some of the TV that we have, the parrot entertainment, the parrotainment as they call it, ghost hunters, haunted collector, ghost adventures even. You know, there's some of these shows that are out there right now. While they don't give you an exact idea of what's going on, they do make it more mainstream. People are more willing to talk about these things now. When I started doing this, when I was using a jug of baby powder and a 110 camera and a really real tape recorder before I graduated into a cassette player, people were terrified to tell you what was going on. And I think, Bill, probably you run into that even now with the negative cases. People don't want people to think they're having this problem. So some of them are so
beaten down. They feel so isolated, you know, and they feel that they can't share these things because some of these things are so unbelievable, and they're afraid of the ridicule factor, and they're afraid that nobody can relate to what they're saying. And that's another part of this blessing, you know, for me, in being there and in having experienced all these crazy things and all these horrible things, in a strange way, I believe that God allowed some of those things to happen to prepare me for where I'm at right now. So it's very easy to make connections with these people because they understand that I've been there. So that builds the trust factor up right from the beginning.
Exactly. And I think a lot of, I wouldn't say a majority of it. I think Bill is completely right about a majority of these negative cases is all the negativity that's going on. But I am heartened a little bit by the fact that with what's going on the television shows and people seeing this more mainstream now, it's easy for them to talk about it, unless it's something really, really horrible. And even then, the idea that they're willing to contact us for help, that's really a lot better now than it used to be.
And that's the thing, you know, people really do need help, and it's good that they can reach out and know that there's someone that they can reach out to. And then, you know, in Travis's area, you know, he's an expert in the Mothman. You know, he has a production with the documentary with the Mothman, and so, you know, you have that area. And then with the professor, you know, his expertise is the scientific aspect, and then Chris is, he's got a brilliant mind that, you know, his expertise is in business, but he's also very in tune and attuned to what we're talking about here. He has had supernatural experiences as well, and so he's very well versed in the topics that we're discussing. So everyone fits together. Everyone has an understanding of what we're talking about now and various other topics. So again, that's why it's going to work so well. Is everybody has this common knowledge and understanding among ourselves.
And I think the fact that we have such a deep respect for each other and what we're doing in the field is really, really going to help a whole lot. Because there's no way we can always agree on everything, but we can always agree to respect the other's opinion.
That's the bottom line, you know, and the way we'll structure this thing is, again, like I said, the first 30 minutes will be, you know, all of us talking and discussing various things and probably topics pertaining to whoever the guest is for that night and, you know, our takes. And we might even have a little news segment or something like that. We'll have the professor, we'll let him handle that to where he can report a weekly weird news or something like that, a little couple-minute segment. And, you know, we're going to, As this goes along, we're going to, you know, outline and define, and everything will fall into place, and it will be, it's just going to be a great experience. And, you know, Craig, I want to thank you for allowing us to have the show on your network, and we're very excited and very pleased and very honored to be a part of it.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. I mean, you know, the station's just getting up and going. We're growing little by little, you know, every day. listenership's way up, and, you know, it's you and I have done several shows together, Bill, and the one thing, and I shared this when we had our conference call, you know, it's not about the number so much as it is the opportunity to actually touch somebody's life, and
yeah,
I deal with people on a daily basis, and it never ceases to amaze me. I'm yet to have somebody call me, you know, all giddy and happy, and say, you know, hey, I was just calling in to let you know everything's good. It's always the downside of it. And what, and I just, you know, whoever wants to answer this can answer this, but, you know, what are some things that you guys see out there that are going on? And, you know, I just want to say this. I think that over the course of the last 10 years or so, we have gotten to a place where we, and I shouldn't say we, but there's this people out there that have become extremely greedy, and it's always me, 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 me. What can we do to flip that M over and make it we?
Well, that's what I, you know, again, a large part of my message is all about being selfless. You know, I try to follow the example that Yeshua, Jesus said in being selfless, the real Jesus, not the way some portray him, but I have to believe the real Yeshua was selfless, and he praised Yahweh, God, endlessly, and he came in his Father's name. That name is Yahweh. The name Yeshua means Yahweh saves. And so I try to follow that. Now, am I perfect? Absolutely not. I make mistakes just like everybody else. I try to be the best that I can be, but I fall short like everybody. And but I really and truly try to do my best. And in doing that, I try to set an example for people to follow, just like Jesus set the example for us to follow. And it's all about caring about people, you know, being selfless, caring about others, reaching out to others, trying to build people up, trying to be a blessing to others so they can be a blessing to others, so they can be a blessing to others. It's kind of like the pay it forward type of thing. And if people suddenly cared in that manner, if everybody changed the mindset and put the selfishness aside, the world would suddenly be a better place because everybody would care about everybody and people would go out of their way to help each other. And suddenly the paradigm has changed, the mindset has changed, and we suddenly have a beautiful world to where people want to do anything that they could and anything that they would, you know, just go out of their way to try and build others up and to make a positive difference in someone's life.
And Bill, a touch on what you're saying there is, here's what I think happens with a lot of people is that I don't think they realize that you're the average of the top five people you hang out with. And people get in that rut with hanging out with the negative mindset people. They get in the rut of watching the negative TV shows, the negative news shows, and the sky's falling everywhere, and they don't take care of their self first. And when you're willing to take care of yourself first, and it's hard for people sometimes, but you have to say to yourself, okay, here are the top people that I hang out with. Where do they stand spiritually? Where do they stand financially? Where do they stand morally? Where do they stand with their values? And you have to match those values up to your values, what you feel in your gut, what you really feel is right and what's wrong. And if these people don't match up, you've got to cut them loose. And I think people are afraid to cut those people loose because they're in their comfort zone. So I think a lot of the negativity that comes around now and that drags everybody down is the fact that they're not willing to get out of their comfort zone and go, you know what, this situation and these people around me, they don't fit where I'm trying to go. And sometimes you just have to cut that stuff loose and start to hang out with the right people with the right mindset, the right morals, the right values, and then suddenly your life's going to change for a reason.
Well, that's absolutely correct. You know, and again, what we have to do is Chris makes a great point there. there are very few leaders left in the world. Everybody's a follower. Everybody's looking for somebody to show them the way, and then they get in these comfort zones. And unfortunately, there's not enough good leaders in the world right now to help people, to show them the way. So these people, some, are going to the negative aspect of things in life, and they get guidance from those areas. So they fill themselves with negativity, and then the people they hang around with are negative, and then all the situations are negative, and you expect everything to be negative, and guess what? It's negative. And nothing good can come from this. Chris is exactly right. When a person stands up and says, you know what? I'm making a change. I can do better than this. I can be better than this, and I'm living my life for good, for the good. I'm going to fill myself with good things. I'm going to be positive because I know that if I fill myself with goodness and I surround myself with goodness, including the people around me, well, good things are going to happen. That's going to bring the good in. So I absolutely agree with him 100%, and I just urge people to really take a step back and say to themselves, hey, you know, is this really my life, and am I going to accept living into this kind of negative lifestyle to where there is no hope, and you're just surviving day by day, and you really give up caring, you know, for anyone, and certainly you give up caring about yourself. And, you know, is this the way that you want to go on living your life? And so each and every person needs to step back and examine that, because I guarantee you, if you make a different choice and you step out of the comfort zone, and you go into the uncharted waters, and that is by faith. If you take that leap of faith into the unknown, into the uncharted waters, I guarantee you God will reward your faith, and your mindset will change, and you will be transformed, and you'll be blessed, and you will be a blessing to others.
That's right, and that is what it takes to be a leader. I mean, you look at the stuff that goes on, you know, and not to bring up a negative situation, but Bill, like you're saying, is you got to step up and be a leader. And if you look back at the case where that poor young lady had gotten raped by a bunch of high school boys, Now all those people that are there, you cannot tell me that the people that saw this stuff going on didn't know it was wrong, because you just know that's wrong. I don't know anybody. Thank God I don't know anyone that would think that that's right, but I don't know anybody that would think that that's the right thing to do that wouldn't think that that was wrong. And, Bill, like you said, at some point you have to step out of that comfort zone. You have to become a leader and say, you know what, this is wrong. We can't do this anymore. And set that example for everybody else and step up and say, hey, this is what we got to do to make it right. This is right. Stop. We need to go another direction.
And so, see, people are ruled by fear now. They go along with the crowd and the clique because they're afraid. They're afraid that they're going to get hurt next. And this is where, again, and we as a people, a good deal, especially the younger people, they are not being taught faith. They are just moving so far away from God. They have no concept of God. They have no concept of faith. Their guidance comes, again, from the TV set, the movies, the music. And this stuff gets embedded in them, and their mindset is programmed to be hard and tough and killers and all of these outlaw type of things. You know, they take great glee in being the outlaw and doing all the bad things to people because they feel that they have to be hard and tough to do these things. And so we see that this is a total negative mindset, and this is really mind programming from these types of outlets, media outlets, to where they're pumping this garbage out, and these young people are receiving it, and it is shaping their lives and their mindsets. And it's very sad, it's very tragic, and we're hoping that, you know, before it's all said and done here, that we can do some good and maybe cause some people to rethink some things and change their mindset.
You know, Bill, it's interesting. About 2 years ago, I spoke at a prison for a group of young men who were juvenile offenders. And as I was up there speaking to this group, I could tell that I was hitting key points with those individuals. And you could see they wanted to step up and they wanted to say something. But like you said earlier, is that none of them would step up and say anything because none of them wanted to be uncool. Mm-hmm. They knew that if they stepped up and they weren't the tough guy, or they, you know, they stepped up and said, yeah, you know what, I really agree with that, I do want to better myself, if they would have stepped out of that comfort zone of being, hey, I got to be the tough guy, I got to be the thug,
yeah,
they were going to get put down by everybody else. And that's where you've got to get to the point in life where you got to go, you know what, screw what everybody else thinks. This is what I feel inside, and this is what I know is right, and you got to follow that voice. You got to listen to that voice that says, this is the right thing to do. Let me step out there, and you know what? I don't care if everybody laughs at me. Laugh at me while I'm succeeding. Laugh at me while things are happening good for me, and you guys sit over there in the corner with your negative nonsense and stay there. And it's just so hard. And this is something that we've got to teach. We've got to get this stuff out to the young generation. We got to get it out to everybody. But this young generation, we got to be tough. We got to be tough, and we got to be cool, is nonsense. You got to do what's
right. I agree. And I'm hoping that what we can do here, once we get this thing rolling, and I'll count on Travis's expertise here. I'm hoping that we could book some things to where we actually take this thing on the road, and maybe we'll go to some schools, some middle schools, some high schools, and go and have a discussion like this and speak to these kids and try and instill some morals and values and some faith and courage in them to step up and be their own person and be a good, decent, moral person that will shape them into being a good, moral, and decent adult to do the right things. And to stay away from this this behavior that is really it's just a degradation of society. It is a scourge on society and a blight, and it just continues in this downward spiral. So somebody has to do something to step up and really plant the seeds and plant a good message, and I certainly hope that we will be in that position very soon, be able to go around to some of these schools and get this message out.
I agree.
And you know, when you talk about the old songs and the old values, there's something a lot of people don't understand and don't realize. There's an old song that I used to sing when I was in a church choir. Yeah, I was in a church choir many years ago. And it was called Onward Christian Soldiers. You don't stand and watch something bad happen when you're a good person.
That's
maybe
right.
You want to do something. Maybe your values tell you that's the wrong thing to do. If you read the Bible, if you read back over, good moral Christian people don't sit there. They take matters in hand. Christian soldiers. They take matters in hand, and I'm not saying a big uprising, but I'm also saying don't sit on your thumbs when something bad's going on. Don't be led around
that's
by
exactly
your nose.
Right. That is exactly right, and we more of us need to have that mindset, you know, and I certainly hope that we can have an effect on people to at least cause them to think, especially these young people, because they are just, it's so sad. There's such a disconnect there, and they're very angry because, again, some of the things that they're taking in, some of this music, which I'm sorry, I don't even call it music, some of these things they're taking in, it is just making them, it's mind programming, and they feel that they have to be killers, they have to be thugs, they have to be hard, they have to do all these bad things, a rapist and all this other kind of stuff, and you know, crimes against women, and it's just, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. The mindset has to change because the enemy has got a hold of these kids right now.
Not only that, but those kids are our future.
That's exactly right. So this has got to be stopped. Somebody's got to stand up and stop this and plant these good seeds to turn this thing around before it gets too far gone.
You know, exactly. And it shouldn't just affect the kids. It should affect the parents. Parents have to start parenting again. Parents can't count on to take
care of them. Jeff, what has happened over the years, we see a trend, and I did a study on this, that since the 50s, the mid-50s, is when the children began to rebel against their parents, and then when the 60s came in and drugs came in, they really rebelled against the parents, and they were gone after that. It's been a downward spiral ever since. And there is something to the saying that a family that prays together stays together. And we really, really need to get back to that mindset again, to where you have a family unit. We don't have that anymore. You know, the enemy has really done a number on the families, and it has been a divide and conquer. And you see how many single parent homes there are, you know, in America now. And it is just very, very sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
Hey, Bill?
Yes, Professor.
Yes. I just wanted to put a few comments in. You know, a lot of the things that everyone is discussing is, in a sense, just what this program is doing and can do. And as the old adage goes with that, if we could turn one ear, that ear will turn an ear, and those two ears will turn four ears, those four ears will turn eight ears, and so on and so forth.
Absolutely.
And I think we can get a ball rolling. Small is necessary, but something's got to start somewhere. And, you know, this type of program is what's needed. And I really think it's a good idea what we're doing. I think it's going to be helpful to everyone, because we'll be able to turn the ear of not just some people been around a while, but the young ones too, turn them away from that stuff again too. I don't call it music either. And some of the other things they listen and watch, and the groups that they hang with. We got to get them out of the negative into the positive. And I think it can be done. If what we're doing is in a small way, great, because a small way turns to a big way. And I see it happening. I have good feelings about it. And, you know, I thank you for making me part of it, because it makes me feel better. You know, I've always said...
Well, you're part of the team for sure, and you add a lot to this. And I saw it. Again, God guides me in all my ways, and he guided me to assemble the right people for this at the right time.
Well, I do thank you, Bill, because, you know, knowledge is great, but it's useless unless you could give it away to someone.
Yes.
And that's what I think we're here to do.
That's exactly what we're here to do. And we are men, knights of the round table, and therefore we have strength and honor. And we do stand tall, we stand strong, and we have faith and we have courage. And that is going to carry through, as it always has. And it certainly will carry through to the listeners. And again, we hope to plant many, many good seeds with people out there.
Yeah.
Guys, I hate to do this to you, but we got about, a minute to go here.
Where did time fly?
Well, what is the plan, Bill, as far as your starting date? And just to let everybody know, your show is Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What's the kickoff show, and do you have an idea of what you're going to be talking about?
Don't have an idea of topic as of yet, and I have a feeling that, you know, again, I will have something within the next few days. But, you know, you see, Craig, you're hearing how easily it flows when we get going on whatever topic it is. But we, I'd like to start on May 1st, because I was thinking the 25th of April, but I'd really prefer to start on May 1st, because I want to get the website, which I'm working on now. We'll have that up and running. And so we want to, you know, again, make that interactive for people. And so I think it's better that we wait until May 1st to launch it. And then, you know, we'll certainly have our topics together, and we're going to start a settling guest. And now the first show, we're not going to have a guest, obviously. You know, we're going to do this as the first show will be like the walkthrough. And, you know, we'll be discussing things as we are right now and have been. And then the following weeks after that, we'll have a guest come in.
Super. So actually, it'll be May 2nd will be your first show. May 2nd.
Oh, May 2nd. I'm sorry. Yeah,
10 p.m. Great. I just want to thank you all, and, you know, I'm so glad that I approached you about this, Bill, and I feel really good about what you guys can put together here. And, you know, It'd be nice to conquer the world, but what's the old saying? One person at a time sometimes.
Yep. That's exactly right. And thank you again, Craig. It's our honor and pleasure to be with you and to be on the network. And you contacted me at the exact right time because I just got done talking with Travis about this and that you contacted me. So I knew that God was at work again. And so everything is in his time and the time is now. And we're very excited about it.
Well, thank you very much, you guys. And I just want to say thanks to everybody out there listening. If you guys would all hold on just a second, I'll just wrap this up. And
sure.
Don't forget, tomorrow night, we got some great shows in line. And